You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Man, I wish I had recalled to put this in What's Poppin'. I think we might get around to it. Gilbert Arenas, man. He's got that feds. He's got the feds-ish, and not the sports feds. This ain't Don Van Natta coming in. The actual feds. Yes. The real, like, .gov. The write-up that I read about him was on a .gov website, and I was you are in trouble, big fella.
I got the story for the mixtape.
Okay, good.
Excellent.
Good.
Thank you.
Because this is like mob stuff, and he's the mob boss.
Hey, let him tell it. It was just at his house, dog.
Yeah.
It was just at his house.
Although there are pictures of the Arenas Poker Club.
Well, you know, when you're at his house, you know, his name is big. He uses it to say, look, that's besides the point. We'll talk about that, obviously. That's a great tease for 1:20 p.m. Figgy's mixtape.
I was kind of impressed by once I start hearing the story. Yeah. I'm like, dang, he had all of that going on.
All right, see, that's not the take. You're not supposed to do that. You are influencing children right now. Kids are back, not back in school, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I ain't think people could do all of that type of stuff.
It's called organized crime. Is what it is.
That is.
Exactly. It was very organized. I'll put it that way.
They put the organized in organized crime.
It was organized as hell. I know Caesar's Palace probably looking like, damn.
We'll get to it. Figgy's mixtape.
Figgy's like, Caesar's Palace got to be looking at him like, all right, if you don't go to jail, you want to come over here?
Damn, bro. You want to be ambassador for us?
That's funny. All right. Something that was also funny. It was enjoyable to hear C.J. Gardner-Johnson, a new Texan, a very excitable Texan. For this defense, he's already looked very good on the playing field. This was him sounding very good talking to the media yesterday after practice.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me in the back? All right, bet. And action.
How you liking it so far?
Hot.
Yeah. Besides that speed, though, what you guys are doing as a group for the secondary?
You do see a lot of young guys getting better. A lot of young guys actually getting to the ball. In camp, that's the hardest thing, is running to the ball, putting your hands on the football. So for J. Reed, J. Rock, all the young guys that we brought in, the buy-in, even me, I feel like I'm a new guy, a rookie, learning the playbook all over again. Just encouraging them, letting them know that we out here with you. We out here with camp with you. So whatever mistake you do, go full speed. But know that there's always corrections and learning points to get better.
Hardest thing in campus to get your hands on the football, but today you guys get by my count at least 3 interceptions.
6.
There you go. So how are
you guys doing? Encouraging each other and not caring who really touched the ball. A lot of groups fight for, I don't speak for everybody, but some groups you can tell, like, they fight for interceptions or they always worry about who got the next pick. But in reality, if you play good football, the ball will find the right person in the defense. I think with a group of guys we got, we just want to line up, go play. And I think me coming here has made me realize that just playing football and the ball will find you is something that I like doing.
Now that you're playing, what's your comfort level? Now, I know you were upset, you got the trade and you thought you were situated with your family and everything. How are you now with your comfort level and getting your family situated here now?
Football started with Houston, so I'm here with a new chapter of my life. Like I said, I closed a chapter of my life with Philly when I went to ring ceremony. Everything we could do. Now I'm here, ready to play football with Houston Texans. Focus on my new teammates. I can't. That's the past. The more I sit and think about what happened, I will never be the best version of myself for this team here. So I'm happy. My family's happy. We're all good and ready to continue to go out here and have fun.
When you got the ring, you talked to before about this, how you want to win it this year, you want to win the next 3, you want to win it every year. How much did getting the ring tangibly just even amp it up a little more?
It didn't, because I don't play for them no more. I ain't defending nothing. I'm actually chasing it now. I'm hungry. Like you said, they're prey. Like, I got to go hunt them.
Like, they're champions. When you're a champion of something, you become the prey to a lot of predators. So there's no shot at them. It's just you got to understand, like, when you switch sides of the ball, switch roles, I got to go hunt again.
What kind of predator are you?
I don't sleep. I feel like coming here, I got to get better. As a man, as a teammate, father, and whatever these teams call me to do, I'm here to put my best foot forward.
They said shark never sleeps.
You may never know that. You don't know. But I'm fucking, yeah, you're right.
Is it different here than other places?
Nah, because football is football. Only time camp is different when you're not doing what you're supposed to do and you're messing up. You got to do the extra, come in extra to fix the corrections. But when you're actually doing what you're supposed to do, making the right calls, coming in early on your own time to sharpen up on tools and knives that you already have, camp doesn't change. Ball is ball. You're here for a whole month. Season start next week. Next month. You got to understand, we got 14, 15 practices left. So the clock is ticking. So it doesn't change. You got to understand, the sense of urgency is high at all camp.
With the Super Bowl team before, what do you feel like those teams possess? What do they have better than others?
I've been on a lot of good Super Bowl contending teams. I've been on one Super Bowl winning team. I think, let's talk about the contending teams. They all have one thing in common. They're hungry. They're ready to continue to work. And I don't want to lay our bed or say anything to put anything out there, but this is a Super Bowl team right here. Super Bowl caliber team. You guys just go out there and show it week in, week out, and start from practice, start from meetings. Everybody's a Super Bowl contending team because we all high caliber players in the NFL. So we go out there and compete. We got to understand who's next to us, who's across the ball, and we got to understand that this is a job for us. We got to get it done.
CJ, what stands out about this defense? What you like most about
Nico? We get to attack. He got the swarm mentality, I think. For me, playing the attack mentality has actually been good because past couple years I've actually been in the half and post, protecting the defense. But being a close-up to the line of scrimmage and doing interchangeable jobs with the guys in the back end, I'm loving it.
You got Trippier at the end, and DeMeco talked about being the third-game patch and kind of start to see that. How have you seen the intensity and competitiveness?
It's nothing personal. It can get chippy, but nothing can get personal. Thing when things get personal, that's when you don't get better. I think the best thing you saw from that, there was nothing after it. No extra curriculum. But like you said, extra in the past you will see the extra curriculum, but here we all have understanding. We're brothers. And I'll be the best coworker to each other and the best teammate on the field, because if not, I can't sleep well at night. I know I'm not doing my job for my teammate to help this team get better.
The belt celebration has traveled from Philly to Houston.
Say it again?
The belt celebration.
BJ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you explain what that is and what that mentality is?
That's self-explanatory.
What is the belt to ask philosophy?
In the PG terms, out competing, out hustling, and doing your job better than your opponent.
Kim,
you said you need to get better in all ways as a man, as a father, as a player. At this point in your career, what does that entail?
Being honest, looking yourself in the mirror. And waking up and saying, am I actually getting better? Am I actually taking the steps forward to become a leader? Not just for your teammates, yourself. You got to be able to lead yourself in the right direction, because if not, you're going to fall off. Like a lot of guys in the league, they get lost and understand that you got to make all the money, all the accolades, but you got to know how to control it. And the best way to control it is look yourself in the mirror and be honest. Are you doing what you need to do to get the job done every day? Are you feeding your family like you're supposed to? And are you legally staying out of trouble?
What's it been like going against this receiver group so far, and what have you seen out of a rookie like Daytona?
Like the Daytona 500. We running fast every play. Everybody fast. All the cars competing for first place. We got a fast receiving core. I'm just going to be honest. It's probably one of the fastest cores I've seen. But they're a dynamic group with different skill sets. They're diverse, and they understand that CJ needs him. Well, they need CJ, and CJ needs them. And they work very well in practice, and we have our days. They win some, we win some. But today, we got the best of the NASCAR group.
Thank y'all.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Colorful.
Man. The day they acquired him, I loved him. I loved him then. I love him now. I think he's just so good for this team, man.
How about him messing around with Aaron Wilson?
That was awesome.
No, and honestly, I'm glad you mentioned that because when he is messing around, like it almost, and tell me if I'm wrong here or if I'm just doing too much. I almost feel like he had two different voices. You can hear when he is, I'm playing around, and you can hear almost like a switch. I am active. I am working. I am like very introspective, but we are trying to get better. I am talking about something that is serious here, and I am so intrigued.
Maybe the tone.
The tone, yeah, the tone definitely switches in that space. I mean, there was so many things that he said in there that I found to be very interesting. But
what was it? One. Pick one. Just there is one for me.
Okay, go ahead and give yours because I'm sure that we'll get to various of the ones as we talk.
We talked about this. I think we played the audio back when he was acquired and we were talking about him, about being willing to do whatever. And in the Super Bowl, he didn't care about tackles and he was playing the position smartly and not letting all. I think he said my whole role for us to win this Super Bowl was just not let anybody get behind me. Complete opposite here. He said, I am up to the line and attacking. And man, when you have he's still going to be obviously, you know, a safety doing his job, but I think they're going to give him more free rein to just be. And this word is used far too casually. I think it's just part of the vernacular now in the NFL. But he is a dog, like an absolute, a true, not just being nice, not just saying it for the sake of saying it because it's a crutch. He's a dog, man. And I think he's going to make this defense even better. I think he's making this team, this defense even better. And to be able to have that role, he might just have a monstrous year.
Yeah, he did seem to relish the idea of, like, he said attacking as if he was like, yo.
I finally get to do it.
Someone gave me a gift.
They get me.
Really, the thing that enables them to do that is Kalen Bullock. Kalen Bullock is going to be a sort of iron dome over the top. He has the ability to range, and he ranges very far, and he plays the football well. As he continues to even get better in his role and develop, I think that gives your other safety, again, within reason, there's times you're going to be, you know, in cover two or, you know, four where he has to be over top still. But he's going to have more leeway and more room, you know, to roam and come up and use that attacking mentality and use that physicality and just like also the know-how that he has in diagnosing things and getting right to the point where he knows the ball will ultimately get to. That is so encouraging that you can hear the excitement to be able to do that, in addition to knowing that with his history, that he can go and actually execute those things.
Yeah, and belt to ass. You know, he was
self-explanatory. I did love that he goes self-explanatory. I'm like, he was like in the most PG way. I'm like, okay, so now we're just like, I don't want to talk about corporal punishment right now. Belt to ass is somebody getting whooped. We know that.
You need to explain with that.
He's so good for this squad. And they were good already, but I think he's so good for the squad.
Right, and it's funny because we've talked about one side of the good for the squad being, you know, just kind of the attacking mentality. There was a lot of, like, a calm leadership. Like, and I want him to use the word calm very clearly because 832, that dude is walking drama. I don't think so. Like,
not at all.
There was a number of things that you could point to that didn't feel disingenuous, by the way. They all felt very genuine with him saying, but that also highlight a guy who is very controlled. And you were mentioning, that was part of what he was talking about with the Pivot podcast earlier year, where he was talking about the Super Bowl is, hey, what I need to be right now is controlled. It's a big moment. Control is probably more important than anything else, jumping plays or whatever. I think that's ultimately what he was trying to get at. He was asked about kind of things getting chippy between Russ Yeast and a few people. I think Donovan Jackson might have been involved there as well. He said, yeah, but we're professionals, and it doesn't go beyond. It's not extracurricular. It's like, once the play stops, this needs to stop. That is, you know, kind of talking about control. He mentioned, you know, kind of you needing to be honest, looking yourself in the mirror, controlling yourself.
The work.
And making sure to do the work. Making sure that you're being the best version of yourself every day. Of course, I'm doing a lot of paraphrasing within all of this, but the big thing to me that came out from this is, one, like, he has that fun, but it's all about balance. It's one of the things that my mom is really big at that is, like, one of the things I learned from here. Ultimately, moderation in everything will get you very far. And it feels like there's a level of balance that C.J. Gardner-Johnson shows that is so exciting for me for this team because, again, a D'Amico Ryan's team, it, there's a level of balance underneath all this.
Yeah.
But sometimes you could easily get to a place where you know, over-index on anything. I think he will be a great kind of, like, balancing factor. Like, hey, no, we want to play on edge, but just at the right amount.
Yeah.
Just at the right amount. I think he's going to be a good governor in that way.
No, I think he's going to be great for this team, like I said. But I also feel that don't be swayed by energy and think it is what the texters say, walking drama. No, he's got energy. He's intense. Don't let that influence what you think about him because he's not that.
And we were talking all about that, and I forget to mention that's high praise that he gives for the wide receivers.
Yeah, like, yeah, that too.
The speed on the wide receivers. And the thought I had was, I am intrigued to see how this team is capable of maximizing that speed.
Mm-hmm.
Because speed isn't immediately what I think of when I think of the kind of Patriots offenses that it feels like might have a level of influence on this. Speed isn't inherently what I think about either when I think about Sean McVay Rams offenses. So I'm interested to see, with all the speed that we know that this team has, how they're capable of trying to harness that.
Because
I'm very intrigued by that. But, no, he's not wrong. There's a lot of fast guys here. I want to see how they continue to try and harness that. I'm excited to get back out to practice tomorrow and begin to see even more in that regard. Shout out to CJ Gardner-Johnson, CD, as he likes to be called, as we listen to some of that here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we're at that time where we typically do our lunchtime confessions, and we will do those next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.